Well, welcome back, Rising 365 listeners. I'm Mike Pena, and this is your first time to Rising 365. This podcast is dedicated to helping and encouraging others to find the ability to rise each new day they are given. You know, rising each day can be a struggle. Sometimes I find myself struggling. So I hope what you hear in these episodes will give you help, give you encouragement so that you are able to rise 365 days a year. This is episode 8, entitled Create. You know, when you rise, you are given the ability to create. And create can be anything you can imagine. You know, we were created in God's image. And God, He is a creative God. You could just look around and see the creativity of who God is, from the sunsets to the beautiful sunrises, the mountainscapes, the oceans, the vastity of the animals that are out there. God is truly created, and He created us to be creative. So when you think about creating, it can be anything from music, cooking, writing, building, reading, theater, art, anything new or old to you. Maybe it's been a while since you created. Maybe the reason you're finding it difficult to rise is because you stopped creating. Go back to what you enjoyed creating, where your passion was. It could be a hobby, it could be your career, but create something. You know, for me, I'm a full-time missionary with my family, but I love to learn how to create. I love making music and singing. And right now I'm in a play here in central Nebraska. Being able to create allows you an outlet to the experience, to take something from nothing. Maybe you never share your creation. It's just the enjoyment for you. Don't be afraid to create what's new to you. When you try something new, be patient. Don't fall into the social media trap of fake perfection. So many people don't want to create or don't want to learn how to create new things because what they see on the social media platforms, everybody's perfect at everything they do. So they are afraid to do it. You know, you don't have to capture yourself creating. Just create. I'm intrigued by a friend of mine here. She never was into baking or cooking very much, but in this new season of her life this past winter, she's jumped headlong into baking. And to see the joy that she is finding in it and the creativity she's finding in it, and she's sharing it on her social media platform, and I hope to have her as a guest to see what encouraged her to start creating through baking. You know, creating is incredible. Be proud of the little creations you make, the little successes, the little things that you learned in the process. You know, create memories with friends and family. Go out for a walk. It's important to not always create alone. Sometimes I need to be alone. I'm not a person that gets energy from being around people, if that makes sense. I think I've shared this before in other episodes. I do have an office, but it's an office by myself. So I don't enjoy going to the office being by myself. So I'll oftentimes go work and create at coffee shops in the communities that I work in and out of. Not to be around people to socialize, but to feel the energy that comes from others. So bring people along when you are creating. If you are already good at creating, teach others. Maybe you're talented with woodworking, you're talented with music and art and writing. Share that talent of creation by teaching your kids and starting a group to teach people how to create, because it can be such a great outlet when other people are learning. You know, that's why the art studios where you can bring friends and bring your own food and your own drinks and just enjoy an evening of creating together are so popular. Create together, create with others. The most beautiful thing created are new hearts. Only God can create new hearts. Ezekiel 36:26, it says, I will create in you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. When you start creating, maybe you don't walk with the Lord daily. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. So it's hard for you to see what that new creation in you looks like. But as you continue the process of creating new things and experiencing the joy that comes from creating, you're interacting with the creator of this world. And slowly and surely, if you're willing, he will make his presence known to you, and all of a sudden he will create in you a new heart. If you don't rise, you'll never be able to create. So this episode is encouraging you to rise in order to create. Maybe you've been stuck for a long time and you need help trying to figure out what it is that's keeping you stuck, because so you won't be able to create and you haven't been able to create. I want to recommend this online counseling service known as BetterHelp. I've used it a few times, and they're just certified counselors who will walk through the process of helping you discover your setbacks and what's holding you back, what's keeping you trapped and handcuffed from the ability to see life worth rising for. They'll give you encouragement and skills and steps to take so you can find the ability to create even the smallest of things, the enjoyment that comes from creating. The world is out there for you to experience. There's a blank canvas for you to create. There's an empty music sheet. There's a book yet written, a song yet sung. There's a piece of clay yet molded, a recipe yet shared. And it's waiting for you to create it. And only you can do it. Well, thank you for pressing play. I look forward to you finding encouragement each episode to rise each new day you are given. To support this podcast, you can do that by booking me as a speaker for your upcoming conference, school, assembly, youth group, Bible study, or any special event where I can bring this encouragement of being able to rise 365 to others. In order to do that, you can just send me a message, or you can email me at rising247365@gmail.com. You can also press like and share and even rate podcasts on whatever platform you listen from. Until next time, open your heart to new creation. I'm Mike Pena, encouraging you to rise and meet the gift of a new day, for you are meant for this moment.